Everything Country 94.7 KTTS. Nancy and Rick. And Nancy, I may have found out the problem with our tomatoes.
Okay.
We didn't have a big enough bucket.
Oh.
This a master gardener says you need at least 5 gallons, and this is for tomatoes in containers. At least 5 gallons. 10 is much better.
Oh yeah, no, that did not happen at my house.
Mine either. My buckets were nowhere near that big. They were like those big ice cream bucket things that.
So, yeah. No, I didn't have a chance.
Nowhere near big enough. So we're bumping it up this year. Kiddie pools. Doggone right. And you know how much it costs to buy enough soil to fill a kiddie pool?
Probably too much.
A bunch. So you have an idea too? What?
One of the things that you need to remember in your little swimming pool.
Yes.
Yeah. Get some worms.
Worms.
Get so some worms because they will keep the soil from compacting too much.
Okay. So now I got to go to a bait store?
Yeah.
Oh, but then you got worms in your kiddie pool.
That's all right.
Look at Rick. Yeah. That's all right. Let's do it.
I'll get some night crawlers in there.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what you need. You get some earthworms in there because it'll keep everything from compacting too much.
Now,
anytime you have like a raised bed garden of some kind, you have to have that.
So is this the voice of an experienced swimming pool gardener?
It's a raised bed gardener.
Okay. Okay.
I'm getting my raised bed prepared so I can plant at the end of the month, next month. I always wait a little while.
Okay.
But,
I'll pick up some night crawlers. Yeah, night
Draw
crawlers.
First and then manure and then earth and then worms.
I'm good with the manure. Got plenty of that.
Well, thanks for the tips. We appreciate you.
All right.
Bye.